Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, October 2nd, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the next Joe Rogan, Clint Powell.
Yes.
Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for that. From your mouth to God's ears.
There you go. I got a lot of power, not.
Yeah, I'm all in.
It's been an interesting week, and I know most of you, I don't expect you to remember anything about me, but last week I was struggling with some voice.
Ragweed, wasn't it?
Ragweed. Yeah. Still a little raspy, but here's my journey. Here's okay. What I learned. And in fact, I really try most of the time to look at life as a curriculum, and most of the time the hardness and the difficulties of life are the lessons that we came here to learn, even small ones. Okay, I get ragweed. I really feel it coming on. Rarely do I have it. Talking to many people, which we have over 300 people a day at Nutrition World, and I get a lot of comments about their health because they want to ask me questions. This has been a really tough season, and I've started looking up the ragweed amounts. It's been very, very, very high for quite some time now. And what happened was I felt kind of the stuff for about 4 or 5 days. What happens with ragweed and any of these kind of things and allergies is it creates a platform, and it creates a system that is more conducive to feeding bacteria and harboring bacteria or viruses, not just bacteria, viruses. And that's what happened to me. I rarely get sick. Well, I actually got the crud cold, and I'm not talking about a light cold. It was pretty heavy duty. I ended up, and I'm well now, other than the raspiness still. But it was... I'm better at helping other people than myself, Clint. And I think that comes sometimes with people who are kind of in the profession of helping other people. But so I just kind of ignored it. Oh, it's going to go away. You know, I popped a few pills extra, not many, but I just, yes, I went over the 100 mark.
Yes.
I knew, I saw the glistening in your eye just for a few days.
Okay.
But that didn't do much. I was babying it.
Right.
Normally I would do a whole lot because I just ignored it. Well, it grabbed me. It really did. And, you know, I would cough 3 to 4 hours every night. My aura ring was, one night I had a 48 on my aura ring.
Ooh.
So that shows you how much I was coughing. And my numbers were pretty horrible. Despite that, I worked out every day, which I'm a fool and I'm stupid, fully admitting that. Should have rested more. But I finally decided, okay, this is not getting any better. So what did I do? I decided to, and there's a lady named Sarah Zinn that I interviewed about a year and a half ago on Vital Health Radio. And she does, I know this is, there's a book called The Emotion Code. And there's so much that deals with our illnesses, sicknesses that also are coupled with our emotions. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's a cold or if it's chronic pain, there is an emotional component to almost everything that happens to us. And so I called her, and she kind of did her magic treatment on me and said, hey, you got a lot of mold in your body. Well, it made sense because I'd gone camping 2 days in a row at a state park up near Nashville. Davy Crockett was the name of it. Pouring down rain the whole weekend. Of course, there's a lot of mold when you come to rain. And that is, I think, what was the turning point for me to get worse. Well, the coughing continued on. It was, you know, my ribs hurt. I was doing all the normal stuff. I'm not complaining. It's just part of life. But what turned me the corner was one of my great staff members, Christy. Christy said, when are you going to start taking care of yourself? And I said, I don't know. And she said, I'm going to help you. You know what to do, but you won't do it. And on one of my podcasts called The Holistic Navigator, I interviewed a great physician of he's not a friend, but a really good acquaintance of mine, Dr. Brownstein. I have a whole podcast on what I needed to do to cure myself. And I just foolishly ignored because that's who I am. And what it is nebulizing. It's nebulizing hydrogen peroxide. And what is nebulizing? It's buying this little machine. It costs you about $50. It makes the molecules of whatever you put in there, like water or whatever you put, into very, very tiny droplets so that when you breathe it, it's like a pharmaceutical inhaler, basically. And so just at about within 12 hours of doing nebulizing of peroxide. My coughing went from 3.5 hours a night to 5 minutes. It is absolutely life-changing. So again, anyone who wants to learn about that, The Holistic Navigator, you can just type in Dr. Brownstein. You can
no, hear. I'm about to ask questions. I got questions, man.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to ask questions?
Go,
man. Right. So first of all, how do they test you for mold? How did she figure that out? Is it a blood test?
That's the problem with mold, is there is no blood test.
Okay.
That's why there's so many chronic sinus infections that are happening, and everybody points to bacteria because, yes, you have bacteria, but the reason you have bacteria is because you have created an environment for the bacteria. The same that you would do if you had a pond in your backyard that had a ton of mosquitoes because they weren't draining the pond. It was stagnant. It was not feeding itself. The unhealthy pond will create unhealthy, almost parasites. Well, that's what happens when you have mold, and mold is epidemic.
I just didn't know how she said that you have mold. I just didn't know if there was something
it,
she...
It is an interesting testing procedure, and we can talk about
Look
that.
Look at him smiling.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, get some... All right. There's more to come on that story.
I know where to not cross the line.
Thank
this
you,
is
sir.
Not crazy.
Nebulizing. Crazy. The nebula. Do y'all sell that at a nutrition water, or is that basically just, I hate to ask, is it just an air vaporizer?
No,
or
it's not. You have to get a really good one. It's about $50. We do offer those because during COVID, it was a lifesaver. It just truly was
do
for
you,
so many
do
people.
Do you sell the solution you need, or is it just hydrogen peroxide?
No, you have to get food-grade hydrogen peroxide.
And y'all have that?
Yes, we do. And we don't prescribe it. We're not using it for medical reasons. But if you go to The Holistic Navigator and type in Dr. Brownstein, you can hear exactly how to do that.
I'm going
to
ask you because I'm leaving here and I'm going to get one. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I have one in my car right now.
I'm going to tell you why, because I'm open to bacterial infections. I cough. I go through this probably 4 or 5 times a year. Okay. Just I've got other conditions, and the coughing at night, I sit up, I do the vaporizer.
Really?
Yeah. So that coughing thing, I'm going to have that in my, and I've got, went out and bought a brand new air purifier. I still want to do a segment on that at some point in time.
Absolutely. My daughter knows all about those. Well, you know
let's
what?
Let's get her in here.
This is what I love about you is you're so sickly and broken down that you are the greatest guinea pig that has ever been on this radio show.
I'm offended, and yet it's such a true statement. I don't know how to, I shouldn't be offended. I'm triggered.
But well, see, Dr. Green, I loved him to death like a brother too, but he was hard headed like I am. I would say things and he'd say, that's really intriguing. That sounds cool, but he would never do that.
Oh, I'm going to do them.
Because he just was so busy like me.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a heck of a deal on a nebulizer.
Yeah, I'm going to come get it.
And I'm going to give you a heck of a deal. But you have to listen to my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Brownstein, on nebulizing, because you have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, I cannot believe the difference. And why the traditional medical model, again, doesn't embrace these magical things out of the toolbox. They're safe, they're effective, they're not very expensive, and they're self-care. Because I believe it's time to take control of our health. This healthcare system's out of control, which means you're not going to get what you need except in acute care emergencies, and it's time to take control of chronic issues. And you have chronic. This is not acute. If you have pneumonia, if you truly had pneumonia and you weren't breathing, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
You're not coming to Nutrition World to buy a nebulizer. You need to be at the doctor with massive amounts of antibiotics.
Right.
So thank you, Christy, one of my great staff members.
Yeah.
She's so knowledgeable. So there
great
you go.
Story, though. I'm glad you shared that.
And on ragweed, it was interesting. Of course, when I start, well, anyone, if I'm dealing with a client who has an unusual health issue, I really dig deep. And I liked learning everything I can. Well, on the ragweed issue, I didn't know this, but when you have ragweed in the air and you're sensitive, as I seem to have become at 65 year young, all of a sudden there are going to be foods that will aggravate your responses and histamine and allergies that did not bother you before the ragweed season. Here's the list of the foods.
Oh, no.
If you have ragweed, you might want to think about not eating too many of these. And they're really, I don't eat many of these except one.
Okay.
But cantaloupe, banana, zucchini, mango, milk, mint, lettuce, and avocado. Now, avocado is the one that I eat. Now, why
bananas and cantaloupe are off the list?
Because all of a sudden, when you could eat them 310 days a year, then all of a sudden, the rest of the 40, you eat them, you get sicker because they're aggravating the ragweed. And this was from a really good medical journal. So that was new information to me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little disappointed. I love cantaloupe. And I love bananas. So, disappointed.
You have got, hey, if you come by Nutrition World today or tomorrow and we have our local farmer, if you see a cantaloupe in that refrigerator, you get you one. You've never had a cantaloupe like this guy grows.
Yeah.
No chemicals. And you, sometimes I used to buy cantaloupes at grocery stores and it almost had a petroleum taste to it or something. I'm sure it's the chemicals they grow it on and the grounds and soils. But this guy, oh, it's just melts in
What's your favorite fruit?
I don't eat fruits except for blueberries. That's all because
I love blueberries too.
Blueberries.
So are you not a fruit guy, or is it just not good for you?
They're not healthy to me. They're not healthy. They're too many simple carbs. Yes, look, his mouth is wide open. I'm sorry because they're
I eat an apple, a banana, grapes, and I eat that all every day.
Now I've kind of gone over the board. It's not unhealthy, but it's not healthy like we think it is. It's too many simple carbs. And simple
I eat blueberries, so yeah.
Blueberries and blackberries and berries do not raise the insulin levels and blood sugar anywhere near that all the other foods do.
Wow.
Now, apple is low. Apple is a good one.
I love apples.
But most of the fruits, unless used in moderation, is probably not healthy.
Can I just make a statement that may make some people mad?
Yeah.
I may polarize people right here. This show may take a turn, and I may divide people right now. You ready?
Go for it.
Honeycrisp apples are the best.
Honey, that's a cereal.
No, Honeycrisp apples.
Oh, I thought that was
honey. There's a Honeycrisp apple.
Okay,
and it is. They are the fantastic.
One apple a day is not going to hurt anybody.
No, I have an apple every morning with a banana and a big handful of almonds, lightly salted with sea salt.
Well, you're doing better. You're better doing better than 91% of the population.
I've never felt. No, you don't get to move on. I've never felt so judged as he looked away from me and smirked like you're doing okay.
Banana. The banana was what made me smirk.
That's a cute little thing you do, Clint. That's very cute. Good dry.
Yeah. Good. Bad carbs, Clint. Jeez. With a banana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then I drink I drink my green drink.
Good
it's
boy.
Got my mushroom powders. It's got my circulation stuff, my joint stuff in it. It's got all of that.
Well, you got a lot of boxes checked, and I know you drink your coffee with extra virgin coconut
oil, the coconut, and some turmeric.
Man,
I put some turmeric and some apple cider vinegar.
You are the student, Grasshopper.
Looky there.
Man.
If I'd only been doing this when I was younger, I wouldn't be so bad off now, dadgummit.
All right, Rocky, all right. Let's go. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about hyperbaric oxygen and some cool stories that Clint and I both have about that chamber that's now open in Chattanooga. Unbelievable potential for your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com. Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And, you know, I talk about a lot of things that I experiment with. I'm certainly the guinea pig of Chattanooga. I've admitted that many times. And one of which I've been intrigued about for so many years, and in fact, I did it probably about 12 years ago, about 7 years ago, about two or three times, and it's hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And I am so intrigued by it that I now probably have maybe 20 sessions under my belt. I've been doing it three times a week for several weeks. Did take a week off for my week off for the ragweed season, because when you have blocked eustachian tubes, that's the only one thing that you can't get in there with. But today we have the owner of Oxygen Health Spa, Brandon Jones. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brandon.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm very excited.
Well, my daughter came to me maybe about 4 months ago and said, hey, I was gone to lunch or somewhere, and said, this gentleman came in and he's opening a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And I was like, what? Where? And I thought, well, it'll be downtown and everything else. I don't understand why Chattanooga entrepreneurs think that downtown is a special spot, because it is a good spot. But Brainerd and this area is ripe for entrepreneurs. And just this completely off the subject, if anyone would open a locally owned restaurant that serve great food, they would have a waiting list every single day. But yes, oh no, they have to go downtown and open. Nope. It's a missed opportunity. But here we are talking about hyperbaric. And Brandon, just maybe give a real quick synopsis. What is hyperbaric, and why would Ed Jones and many other people choose to do this? Because before you speak, this thing has the potential that has really almost nothing could equal this in some cases. No amount of vitamins, no amount of exercise, no amount of anti-aging or whatever lifestyle you do could possibly equal in some cases what hyperbaric can do, and especially for things of medical origin like post-COVID, and certainly not treating medical conditions. But it is, I'm going to hang on to hyperbaric because it has such long-term history of proof of anti-aging, rehabilitation of the body, helping to maintain resilience as we age. So what is hyperbaric, Brandon?
So hyperbaric, and it's getting in some sort of chamber capsule. You're going under pressure, okay? Mm-hmm. And we measure that in the industry by KPA, and you can convert that to PSI. But essentially, you're getting to a certain amount of pressure and while breathing pure oxygen, and that's kind of the secret. So the health benefits are really immeasurable, and we could go on, and we'll just kind of see where the conversation takes us. But you're really going to get everything from increased brain, your mental activity. 1 hour in the chamber is equivalent to 4 hours of sleep, which is huge. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Wow. Even if you're stressed out?
Even if you're stressed
out. Oh, thank goodness, because just so everybody knows, I did it and enjoyed it. So I felt like I got 4 hours of sleep, didn't even know it.
There you go. Yeah. And probably 4 hours more, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So there's the three big hitters, I like to call them, is anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and antibacterial. So we're huge for post-COVID. And I have personal testimonials for all kinds of stuff, but I recently had an individual, a female who's a pharmacist in town, literally get out of her vehicle, and you guys know my shop. It's from the parking lot to a seat inside is maybe 15 feet, 20 feet.
And you're in East Brainerd Road.
East Brainerd Road, right. Yep. So her husband held her arm walking in, and by the time she got to her vehicle to inside, she was out of breath and had to sit down. Mm. Where how severe, she had extreme post-COVID symptoms. So her lung capacity was diminished. She had no sense of smell. She had no sense of taste. She has been doing, she's on her probably 15th session with me, and she's walking. She's no longer out of breath. She's,
wow.
She's recovered her sense of smell or sense of taste. All of that has come back to her just by doing hyperbaric. She's wow. not doing anything else.
That is impressive.
So there's, and you mentioned too, one of the things that I've learned recently actually is that this enhances the supplements and nutrients that you take. And that's something that I wasn't even aware of. I found a medical journal this week that stated that, and that was really exciting. So anything that you're currently taking, this will actually enhance those effects.
I love it. And, you know, just common sense alone, if we look at, you know, like my grandkids or kids that are 15 and 20, I mean, they are rocks and they never right. get tired and they can do almost anything they want, and then they sleep well, and if they get hurt, they recover fast. Well, one of the reasons for that is they have the tremendous ability to transport oxygen. Mm-hmm. And in that arena, it gives them resilience to go fight wars, basically, right. and they can right. still recover. We can't do that at 65 as I am, right. or Clint, he's 79 now.
give or take.
Looks great.
Yeah,
looks
great. Does, are yeah. you kidding me? I'd be on TikTok if I was 79 looking this good.
He's 52 going on 102.
I'll be 55 in a few months.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look at that.
Look at you, man.
I mean, I can tell, but yeah. you're doing great.
Nope. Last time on the show, right there. That's how you get uninvited, my friend. Insult the host.
But that's why you go to do hyperbaric, yeah. because we are kind of turning the hands of the clock back. And there's so, you know, right. I've subscribed to many journals, some of which are medical journals and some of which are nutritional. Some I read voraciously over my 43-year career. And one of the things that keep coming around is oxygen. Mm-hmm. Well, despite the fact I go to the gym 5 days a week, despite the fact that I am bragging, I held my breath for 3 minutes and 1 second 3 weeks ago. you know what? I still am not where I was when I was 21 years old. It doesn't matter. Right. I'm holding kind of firm as with Father Time, but there's still a lot that's slipping, and I feel like hyperbaric can help to address some of that. I know on your flyer, Brandon, it actually lists, and again, we're not saying that we're treating these medical conditions, but in the medical literature, depression and dementia and strokes especially, and the chronic pain, that's one reason I started going right. to you with my chronic right. hip pain. I tell people when they ask, well, how's your hip pain? I say, well, sometimes it's hard to define because every day's different, but I truly feel that I'm about 20 to 22% better. I like to say the 22% because yeah, yeah. Clint doesn't like my inexact numbers.
Yes, it's 22.5%.
Yeah, right.
And then we talk in Lyme disease, tinnitus, Bell's palsy, wound healing. I mean, the medical community, you can go to a hospital and they have hyperbaric. So it's obviously very credible. Now, and again, I want to take this real quickly because I know our time will fly by. The old chamber I got in was claustrophobic. Yours is not. It has this humongous window.
It's about the third of the size. The third of the size of the chamber is a window. Yeah.
Yes. And Clint did it. And it was, you're still climbing in something. So you have to be a little mentally prepared. But it wasn't that bad, was it, Clint?
No. So I'll give, you know, this is, at first he'll cringe what I'm about to say. But then I think I'll make it a happy, you know, happy at the end of this thing. But it's, I told you this a couple of podcasts ago, Ed. As I get older, I'm learning I'm scared of things that I never was scared of when I was younger. It's just part of aging. Yeah. I wasn't used to be scared of heights. Guess what? You get me real high now, and I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm checking out. Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I've jumped off the cliffs, right? I did not know how I was a little claustrophobic. So I got into it, and I told Ed this off the air last week. I said, you were there.
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm fidgety. I'm moving. I'm like, okay, what happens if and then I get the pressurized happen. And then I started looking at my phone because you can take your phone in there. And I started scrolling
right.
and I started reading some articles. And next thing you know, I look up. I've been in there for 23 minutes, 30 right. minutes, and I go,
it flies.
Well, if I can do 30, I can do the rest of it.
What is the rest of it?
Yeah.
It's an hour. So
1 hour.
All of our pricing, everything's reflected off 1 hour sessions.
Yes, yes. I noticed on your flyer, I had not seen this flyer, but I did not realize that you have actually my name on there. You have Ooh. The word Ed. Oh, you mean erectile dysfunction. Excuse me. It does treat that also. How cool is that? Dang.
So it treats Ed.
It does treat Ed.
I think we just found a new way to use words to talk about things.
It treats Ed. So, but back to being serious. Yeah. Anyone who is aging sees the Father Time taking its toll on everything from blood flow, performance, and I truly think, Brandon, you know, I work out very hard 5 days a week. I'm very quite obsessed and certainly admit to that. And I think my recovery, I know my recovery is vastly better since doing hyperbaric. I'm not saying I have erectile dysfunction, but that area seems to have improved also.
Can I ask a quick question? This is just a novice. I don't know much about it. How long do the benefits last?
Yes, good question.
So that's perfect. That's a great question. So we are considered a healing modality. So the effects, and it's also a compounding therapy. So okay. The more you do it, the more benefit you get.
Yeah.
Just like anything. But once, so I had a gentleman come in. He was having some shoulder issues. He was trying to avoid his shoulder surgery and getting the inflammation down. And what's funny is he came to me and was like, hey, does this help with tinnitus, with ringing of the ears? And he was like, that's completely gone. So that we do not expect his tinnitus to come back. So
right.
That answer is a little bit different for
what you're there for, talking about.
Yeah. Right. But we are considered a true healing modality. There's some other things out there and they're great for certain things. For sure. I don't ever want to talk down to anybody else's business or treatment, but, there are some things out there that would be more considered a Band-Aid or quick. Or temporary is the word I was looking for.
So again, it's whatever my need is.
Right.
The answer to that question could vary.
It could.
So if I've got some ongoing inflammation that's a hereditary or genetic thing, you're like, well, that one time's not going to fix your genes, dude.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or it may be something.
So we have general things. So like the effects are very quick on working out recovery, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You will feel those effects really quick. On the other end of the spectrum, we can help with things like traumatic brain injuries and mm-hmm. concussions and chronic pain. Mm. But those things are going to take a lot longer to heal on that end.
It would be like if you walking in and you're out of shape and you said, I want to go to the gym
for
3 days and I want to get fit. It's not going to happen. You have to be committed to your nutrient, your lifestyle, your exercise, and hyperbaric. Right. I will do a quick story here. My daughter, who now is 32 years old, Katie Coleman, just an amazing individual. And so smart about holistic health, and she had to have her tonsils taken out about 13 years ago. Well, I took her down and had hyperbaric before and during that time, and the doc said, I've never seen any child ever recover from a tonsillectomy as fast as she did. Well, guess what? Well, part of it was her nutrition, but the other part was hyperbaric because it accelerates healing. Of course it does, because it's forcing this magical compound called oxygen into the deeper tissues, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And so any internal or external wound, you heal 3 to 5 times faster
than
what you normally would outside without doing it.
Well, see, like my hip thing, I didn't come to you thinking, oh, I'm going to do 1 week of this and feel better. My hip thing's been going on over 2 years.
Right.
I know it's going to take me many months. And again, I'm about 20-25% better. And, you know, I am got some miles on it, so it's not going to ever be perfect. But I'm seeing some improvement. I have, and again, probably the listeners get sick of me talking about my Aura ring, which is manages all my sleep, records all my readings. But when I'm in your tank, I've told you this before, there are times when I only had 15 minutes of deep sleep during the night. I can get 20 minutes of deep level in your chamber.
Right.
And I kind of think I napped. I don't even feel it, but yet I'm going to that level. That's totally recuperative. That's one reason people are getting results from this. I know it's not certainly cheap. These tanks have to be very expensive, but what would it cost for? And again, I'm going to say, and I'm just going to be the one who recommends it, don't do this one time and expect miracles. You need to do it ongoing as you would a gym or nutrition or lifestyle. And that what that means is I'm going to do about, I would do no less than 20 myself, but I want to do 40, because I did read the other day that about 25 to 30 is where they really can start measuring the anti-aging effects. Now, right. I may be wrong, but so if people want to do this for a long-term reason, you need to commit to that. If you're doing it like for my daughter for surgery or something else, maybe a little quicker, but tell people about
that. Absolutely. And again, you hit the nail on the head. It all depends on what you're trying to accomplish. We're huge for, right post surgery, and we'll do it right before and right after surgery. But our pricing is what we have. And again, I don't like selling it, but you can come in for one session, again, because we are compounding therapy, and that's $90 an hour. Five sessions is $425. 10 sessions is $800. 20 sessions is $1,500. And we even have a 40 session package at $2,900.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. We have a 40 session at
$2,900. So that would be, I can't do it in my head.
It's mid to low 60s is what it comes out to. It's like in the 60 range.
Hey, I paid plenty of massage therapists $60 for a massage.
Right, right.
And which is great, and they deserve that. But, this is, at this stage of life, I want to do all I can to stay here a little bit longer. So for people to contact you, Brandon, how would they do that?
So what you do, you can give us a call. Our number is 423-750-6422, and we're located on 7550 East Brainerd Road, Suite 111.
I love that. You know, I have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I interviewed this physician, amazing physician, that talked about concussions. Mm-hmm. And he had some of the best, latest ideas on how do we truly treat concussion, because I can tell you right now, the standard of care is pathetic in this city. It's pathetic bad. In this country. The people who are in charge of this are doing harm to people. And he talked about hyperbaric on this. Yeah. He talked about a few supplements along the path. You have to do concussions very quickly. I mean, within a week or two. You don't wait a year and then say, well, I think I'll do something. So I just want to plug that in people's mind. Anyone, your kids especially, if they fall, really have a big, bad head trauma, your parents or anybody, get them into hyperbaric. Listen to my The Holistic Navigator. Go just Google The Holistic Navigator with the word brain or concussion, and it should pop up. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got a lot more information, some little bit of COVID news, and some notes that I cannot wait to talk about. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, the next Joe Rogan, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell. Want to cover a couple little notes here. We do have a health fair, massive health fair coming to Nutrition World Saturday, October 8th. There'll be over 60 vendors. And in this, you'll get tremendous amount of information and education and free samples. You know, I'm using the term take control of your health more and more because it's actually so valid in today's times. We have a healthcare system that is, despite the fact that we're spending more than all the countries, other countries of the world combined, we're still at the lowest level of all developed countries as far as our health. Something is wrong here, people. In fact, I repeat this very often, which is in 1972, Nixon announced the war on cancer. One in 32 people had cancer back then, and now it's one in three. We've lost that war. And here it is where the administration just announced something new on another war on cancer. It's all about pharmaceutical intervention. That's not going to be the solution. It never has and never will be. That is the way you treat symptoms. In fact, you know, used to, Clint, and you weren't here when I did this, I would always have during the COVID times a hero of the week and coward of the week. Mm-hmm. And the cowards were the people who I certainly disagreed violently with, as not as far as just opinions, but as far as I really felt that they were dipping into the dark side of just the parts of this puzzle that should not have been done. And one of those is still present. It's Access Pharmacy in Hickson. They still have the sign up for COVID vaccines for children. We don't use our children as guinea pigs. We do not subject them to things that have no risk. The COVID has no risk to children. The amount of children who have died with the vaccine has already far outnumbered the amount of children who have died of COVID. It makes no sense whatsoever. Unless they're at total massive risk due to some genetic reason, and for someone locally to keep it on their digital board is just really sad for me, and I just want people to understand that.
Yeah, can I give an invite to you real quick?
Yep.
So there's a podcast I do during on one of the episodes I have during the break podcast with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. Mm-hmm. We talk politics and stuff, but one of the events, the online events we want to do, my Facebook Lives, is on big pharma and food. Mm-hmm. Over the last 50 to 75 years.
Cool.
In politics and how it's been lobbied against and for. And your name came up as somebody that would be a good guest for that. Would you come on with us and talk about that?
In a New York second.
That's what I told him. And they go, do you think he know? I said, he would love that. Okay, good. Because my buddy Matthew just started trying to do his own farming now. He's wanting to become very independent.
Good.
And so anyway, I'm saying that now and put the invite out there too publicly. So thank
it.
You.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I know there's still a baby food, baby formula shortage. And here's the dark side of that is that the baby formula industry is controlled fully by lobbyists and by legislation. You and I cannot, you and I were billionaires, we can't offer a new baby formula in this country. You can in other countries, but you can't here because you are not going to ever meet the demands that need to be met because it's already the odds are stacked against you to such a high degree that you can't do it. Why is that? It's for profits only. The baby formulas today are so full of chemical mixtures and isolated nutrients and have no really regard for nature at all. Science really doesn't respect nature, and nature still has most of the answers. Science can describe a lot of the answers, but you can't ever fool Mother Nature, as the old saying goes. Well, there's a formula you can put together. It's made by Mount Capra. It was actually based on government numbers as far as how do you put together a nutritional formula for infants. Mm-hmm. And we sell all 10 of those ingredients at Nutrition World. We cannot sell a formula. What we can do is offer 10 different ingredients that you do at your own house. Mm. We have the instructions from the government's recipe. It is very, very safe. In fact, all the people who have had children, young children, who were sickly as far as skin disorders, colic, throwing up, all these issues that come, if they're coming from food sensitivities, have done extremely well with this. So know that despite the fact there's no formulas on Walmart shelf or other stores, you can put this together for yourself. Again, take control of your health, because the people out there looking out for you are not looking out for you. I want to say this, Clint, this morning when I was kind of reviewing some of the news, here's the latest fad for young people.
Okay.
And I'm certainly not cutting them down, because hell, I did some crazy things too. I remember going in my back in my spice cabinet of my house with my dad and found someone told me if you roll nutmeg into a cigarette and smoke it, you'll get a little bit of buzz. Mm-hmm. I smoked it till I could cough my head off and never got nothing. But here's the latest fad. They're cooking chicken in NyQuil. You pour NyQuil in a skillet and you cook chicken. It's not good, people. Not good. Because it changes the chemical structure and it makes it so much more potent that they are truly getting high from eating NyQuil chicken. Is that not crazy?
I just, yeah. You know, I did crazy things too. I mean, my generation, we had lawn darts. We threw these big sharp objects at each other's feet. You know, we had some crazy things as kids. We jumped our friends on bicycles. We did some crazy, jumped off cliffs. But now some of the stuff they're doing, these challenges that I
challenges.
They're not challenges. That's just, an idiot test.
It's an idiot
test. Yeah. Did you do it? Yeah, you passed. You're an idiot. I don't understand why people do that kind of stuff. And that disappoints me in our as a human race.
Well, again, young'uns are young'uns, but here I am, at least I'm talking about it. You know, so parents, if you see it, your NyQuil disappearing in your house.
Who's cooking all the chicken?
Yeah, no,
at midnight. And NyQuil, come on now. We can do better, people. We can do better.
Well, Clint says that, and just guess where he's heading after this. CVS to get some NyQuil and chicken, and then going to Walmart to get his chicken.
Maybe go to Burger King, too. Get a couple hamburgers.
There you go.
Maybe make some NyQuil burgers. I don't know.
Hey, back to the story on health.
Yeah.
I know this seems like such small stuff, but it isn't, because what we do with our health is we kind of like chip it away one little piece at a time. And if you imagine you have this little statue and you get this little hammer and you hit it every day and you get a little tiny piece of the statue to pop off, you know, for a while it doesn't really make a big difference. The statue is going to stand, but there's a point where it's going to collapse. That's what happens to our health. And every piece of chemical that stays in our body is doing a negative consequence. Well, one of those is a chemical called, it's actually called PFAS. I'm not going to pronounce a long word, but it's found in many things, from the plastic bottles to the cooking utensils. And one of the things, and I knew this about 5 years ago, is one of the highest levels is dental floss. Dental floss is inundated with this bad chemical. And I brought, this is a box of my new dental floss from Nutrition World, and it's called Dr. Ginger's Coconut Oil Xylitol White Charcoal Floss. And I'm throwing the box over to Clint.
I just get so disappointed. One of the things that bothers me about this show is every time I think I'm doing something, I floss all the time. And then you come here and go, it's bad for you. I'm like, God bless America.
No, here's the deal. Flossing's good for you.
Yeah, I know that.
Make the best choice. Get a good floss.
You're like a dream killer, dude. That's what you are.
It costs $1 more than your crap you're buying at the drugstore.
And I trust you, so I'm going to be using this floss this evening.
Okay, take that to the store and get that.
I'm going to.
Because what they tested was CVS's. They tested Crest Glide, Oral-B, Safeway, Colgate Total, and Glide Pro, and they were all full of this chemical. Well, you know what? When you're pushing something as hard as we do with floss in between your teeth, and you know, and I know, we all know that sometimes we bleed from that floss. Well, if you're bleeding a little bit from flossing, it's like injecting that chemical. You are got an opening. So again, take that little hammer of chipping away at your health and quit chipping the one on floss. That's all you do. And is it going to make a big difference? No, but that plus drinking clean water and doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. And a lot of these things, once you get the system set up, it's easy. It's a water filter.
It's a cumulative effect.
It's cumulative
effect, yeah.
Yes. One of the other things is Dr. Greger, who has a great website, nutritionfacts.org. He hates supplements, but I don't hate him for that. I can debate with people who don't agree with me. And Dr. Green and I talked about that all the time. That seems to be a rare commodity today, especially in the world of health.
Yeah.
And what amazes me is how many healthcare practitioners still are demanding masks in their office. Please, thank you. You know, masks are really worthless to prevent anything. They are pretty good if you're sick. So people who are sick should be wearing masks. I will not disagree with that. But what Dr. Greger had this really good studies that substantiate this very clearly is, and this is pretty cool, coffee is really good for us. We talked about that last show, actually.
Yes.
And but here's the but. It depends on what kind of filter you use as whether it's good for you or not.
Almighty.
You paper filtered coffee actually is better because it takes out this one single component. So I see the look on his face. Yeah. Means he's using paper filters.
I'm using paper filters.
There's a component called cafestol, and that raises LDL pretty significantly in people. That is the supposed bad cholesterol. So we don't want espressos. I'd like espressos. We don't want French presses because, see, those don't filter out the fat. Now, I had a French press at Canyon Grill last weekend, and I love Canyon Grill. Mm-hmm. It's way up there past Covenant College.
Yep.
And so it's a heck of a drive past the hang gliding place, and it was a phenomenal meal, and I got a French press. Hey, you can do anything once a week and get by with it, but I don't do that at home. I wanted to after I drank that. I was like, wow, this is bold. This is strong, but actually, after reading this, I'm going to stick with my paper filter.
I'm glad we finally found something that I'm doing right. I feel like a rock star right now.
There you go. And how's your workout going? Are you still
good.
Hitting the bag?
Every morning at 6 o'clock, I do my little 30 to 45-minute routine. I mix it up. I try not to do the same thing every day.
Yeah,
but yeah, I incorporate all kinds of stuff in there. I got a buddy that comes over. He comes over a couple of days a week, and I think I told you this before. My rule is, though, if you come and work out with me at 6 o'clock in the morning, don't tell me you're not coming.
Love that.
Yeah, once people commit, say, "Hey, I'm going to start coming at 6 o'clock." I don't know if I can make it every day. I'm like, don't tell me, because then I get up every day at 10 to 5. If I get up, get my coffee. If I don't know, and some days, not every day, some days I go, I just don't feel like it. I'm just going to lay here for a minute. But then I think to myself, somebody could be pulling in that driveway. But now here's the other rule. At 6, I start.
There you go.
So if you, because today my buddy rolled in at 6:03, and he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "No, we're not talking. No, just jump in, big boy." Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. My daughter made fun of me yesterday in front of some of the staff members because she said, "Dad eats at the same time. When he says he's going to eat at 5 o'clock, that means not 5:01.
Right, yeah.
It means 5 o'clock. She said, I got a ticket for reckless driving coming home from UTK doing 92 miles an hour because he wanted me to be at the Indian Maha place to eat at 5 o'clock. And I was trying to kill myself because I knew at 5:02 it would be too late.
I'm eating.
And I said, Katie, you could have eaten despite the fact I've already started eating. She said, no, I don't like doing that. So I got a reckless driving ticket.
So two people suffered because neither one of them would do something they didn't like. That's good. I like that. There's some conflict resolution we need to have there in that
there
conversation.
I always am amazed by the quickness of prescribing antibiotics. Antibiotics are not respected for what they should be because they are helpful, they are life-saving, and they are deadly at the same time. They're deadly for our long-term health. And in fact, there was an Emory study that was just released where the use of a broad-spectrum antibiotic in mice who had malignant melanoma significantly accelerated the metastatic growth of this cancer. When we disturb the microbiome, what is the microbiome? It is the 2 and 3 pounds of bacteria that are not us. They are actually foreign to us, but they are, I won't say they're hijackers, but they're partners. They can be partners with us. They're like a co-op, and they're all working together if they're healthy. And if they're not healthy, they are like criminals that have kind of been let loose out of the prison, and they're doing destructive things, and they're pretending they're not, but they are. They're destructing. And when you do an antibiotic, there's a GI doc named Dr. Cheriskin that wrote a great book on microbiome, said it takes 1 year to recover from one significant round of antibiotic, and if you do two rounds, it takes more than a year to do that. Because it's not as easy as taking a probiotic, people. It does help, but we have to do so much more because we've done in our gut like you would see on the old movies or the actual movies of in the wars when they would come in and use the bad chemical that would clear a forest. What was that, napalm?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, I think
it was, yeah.
And it would just clear a forest. I mean, just devastate it within days. It would just wipe it down to nothing. That's what the antibiotic does to your gut.
Yeah.
And that's pretty scary stuff because once that happens, the immune system goes down by 60% and the brain chemicals are basically upside down. Well, time to take a break, Clint. When we come back, I have a little bit of words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue for Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And today I'm going to read again from the Daily Stoic. When we hear the word temperance, C.S. Lewis observed, most of us in the modern world think of abstinence. Even when you look up the definition of abstinence, temperance is a synonym. But temperance, Lewis wrote, is actually about going to the right length, but no further. Temperance isn't about elimination. It's not about going without or removing something bad. It's about moderation, finding the right amount of something, anything. It's Aristotle's famous metaphor for the golden mean, the idea that virtue usually sits between two vices. Courage is somewhere between cowardice and recklessness, and confidence is between crippling self-doubt and blinding arrogance. Hard work between workaholism and laziness. Generosity is also between these two big words that I can't even pronounce, Clint.
I love that.
It's important to realize that virtue, finding the halfway point, is difficult, and reading the Stoics can sometimes only make it more difficult. Don't procrastinate, Marcus tells us. And then with the next breath, he says, don't be all about business. Read, 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 he says, but don't forget to close your books and engage with the world. Seneca tells us to be prepared for the worst right before he tells us not to worry about the dangers of the future. It's not that the Stoics were contradicting themselves. It's that finding balance, finding the right amount, is a high art. I love that, high art. Mm-hmm. It takes work and study and practice to figure out what is the right thing to do in the right amount, at the right time, in the right way. You know, as we talked a little bit earlier, Clint, there is some disadvantages to growing old and kind of physically falling apart, but there's some very great advantages to embracing the wisdom of elderhood. Mm. And I think in this country, we have fallen off the wagon for respecting elders. And I'm not saying that from my perspective that I should be respected because I'm older. But the silverback gorilla of the world, the nature and the jungle, I mean, without even knowing it, they're respected because they have experience. They have the toughness. They live through the battles. And certainly I love the old Indian cultures of the chiefs and how the hierarchies of wisdom and how the respect that these some cultures have of the older wise wisdom people. And in this country, we're kind of discarding the people who start falling apart just because we're physically and disabled at times. If there are a ton of wise people who are sitting alone in places that they can't share that wisdom.
You know, one of the things that I think as you get older, you learn to ask better questions. Not just questions, but the right questions. You kind of know when to ask and what to ask. And one of the questions we talked about earlier as you get older, two things real quick. First is the right question, I think, is instead of saying, am I happy? Is this going to make me happy? Am I in a happy place? I try to ask myself, is this healthy? Am I in a healthy place? Is this going to be a healthy decision? It may not make me happy in the moment, but is it a healthier decision for me? And then the other thing is our society makes virtue of those extremes you just brought up. I'm a workaholic. But that's not virtuous. That's not a good thing for your family. And I'm lazy, man. I just chill. I go with the flow. That's great. But if that's what you do, that we call that somebody laid back. It is. But sometimes it's not good to be all laid back. And it's not good to always be a workaholic. Those extremes aren't virtuous. And that's what I like about what you said. The temperance is a virtue, I think.
That was very good, great comments on that, and because it's so true. And as a young person, it's kind of hard to see it. We bounce around, I think, and I certainly did, from one extreme to the other of 100 miles an hour in the gym, and then all of a sudden doing the opposite of not doing anything in the gym. And that with work, with relationships, with many activities. One of the things that I think that inhibits us from accessing this wisdom is many of us have lost the art of listening. And there was a guy I heard long ago, someone talk about this guy named Carl Rogers, who was a devout listener. That's what they called him because he was a counselor. And they said, if you look him up on YouTube, watch how he listens to his patients. And I did. And just the body language alone, you don't find people who tune in and focus on what I'm saying or anyone saying to the level that he looked like he did. And that's very affirming to people when they have someone who you look in their eyes and you can see one of two things. You see that they're thinking about what they're going to say next, or they're actually truly listening to what you are saying. And I have to work at that because I have a fast mind, a little ADD, and I'm going to kind of come up and I want to fix things and I want to have solutions, bang, bang, bang. But the person understands that. And when I can find a silent peace within me that I'm going to stop this overthinking mind and only listen to your words right now, Clint, I'm not going to come up with anything until you finish speaking. I actually come up with better responses because of that than I am trying to play the game of, oh, I better have something really good to come out of my mouth and I better start thinking before your sentence is half done. So I encourage people to think about their own level of listening. It is
I love pretty that. Important. Pretty love that.
And I'm working on it every day. I get a great chance at the store because people want to start rambling, and I don't want to stop it. I have to at a certain point. You have to be reasonable.
But, right.
Encourage everyone to think about those. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Take control of your health. Have a true blue and healthy, safe day.
Thank you. thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.